We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, we talked about a lot of issues that are plaguing many of our states, if not every one of us. It is from infrastructure to the skills gap to the USMCA and the tariffs that are, compromising our ability to compete. So, it spanned all of those issues. We had a lot of good conversation, and I was glad to have so many governors to get to know and to plot forward and bounce ideas off of. I think it's really productive.
And you mentioned infrastructure, I'm sure, as you are hearing on the crumbling roads, and that's the biggest topic, obviously, of conversation here in Michigan, but also the topic of conversation in many other states. What does Washington say, and is there any help headed our way from Washington?
So, I attended the state dinner on Sunday night at the White House, and lo and behold, I ended up sitting right next to the president, so I took the opportunity to chat with him about infrastructure. He was aware that I run on a motto to fix the damn roads, and so we spent a little energy talking about that. He says he's ready to sign a bill, but there's no specificity about what it looks like, and I don't know that there's anything moving in Congress, but he said that that's something he wants to do, and I'm hoping that they do.
And in terms of here in the state and your meeting with Republicans in the Michigan legislature, what do you think is going to happen going forward?
Well, we had a quadrant meeting this morning. I continue to pull the four leaders of the respective caucuses, Republican and Democratic alike, to talk about kind of what's on the horizon. I'll be introducing my budget on Tuesday, and we had a brief conversation around that and some of the other issues we're confronting with budgetary impacts around schools and marijuana. So we covered a number of issues, and we're going to keep talking, and I'm hoping we're going to work together and solve these problems.
And in other states like Colorado, there is a massive tax on marijuana. You mentioned marijuana, so I just want to ask you a little bit about that. Is there a big consideration that's being placed there and in the legislature that perhaps that's something that we should pursue, is a tax on marijuana for the roads?
Well, the problem with ideas like that is that people assume that it'll be big enough to actually fix the problem. The road problem in Michigan is incredibly serious. It's dangerous. It's compromising our economic ability. And it has been 30 years in the making. So a tax on marijuana would never be enough to solve the problem, which is why I haven't gone too far down that road. I think our conversation today was more around making sure we've got a regulatory system that works.
Okay. And then again, just taking you back to the meeting in Washington, you said you sat next to the president. We know the president very unhappy about what General Motors is doing with the plant closures. Did he mention that to you at all? Did you discuss that at all? And today the UAW suing General Motors to stop those closures. Your thoughts on that?
He did raise it. He was very critical of General Motors at our dinner. I let him know that there is going to be some good, exciting investment that is happening in Michigan around automotive, and that there are some things in the works. And I think despite these setbacks, we're going to continue to press forward and get these auto companies to build the finest vehicles in the best state, which is ours.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.